Let's talk sports on the high school scene Tuesday in softball. The Thief River Falls Prowlers defeated War Road by the final of 17-2 in four innings. Red Lake Falls beat Badger Greenbush Middle River 12-5. Baseball yesterday, War Road topped Red Lake County by the final of 10-7. Jim Scanlon is retiring as Bemidji State women's hockey coach after 10 seasons at the program's helm. The Beavers bench boss finishes his Bemidji State tenure with program records in both career and single season wins. Scanlon is the only coach in program history with over 100 career wins, a milestone he reached during his sixth season. He was also named the USCHO.com National Coach of the Year and WCHA Coach of the Year during the 2014-15 season. Anthony Edwards scored a career-high 51 points, and the Minnesota Timberwolves overcame an early 21-point deficit with a dominant second half to beat the Washington Wizards 130-121 Tuesday night. Minnesota has clinched a top-three seed in the Western Conference. They now have a showdown at Denver tonight with a potential number one seed at stake, and you'll be able to hear it on KTRF. That matchup tonight will begin with the pregame at 8:45 p.m. Nathan MacKinnon notched his seventh career hat trick as part of a four-point performance, and the Colorado Avalanche broke out of a two-game funk with a 5-2 win over the Minnesota Wild Tuesday night. The win kept Colorado in second place in the Central with 104 points. For the Wild, the loss officially eliminated them from postseason contention. Next for the Wild at Vegas on Friday. Twins lost again as the offense was once again lifeless. Tyler Glasnow struck out 14 batters in seven scoreless innings, and the L.A. Dodgers held on for a 6-3 win over the Twins Tuesday night in Minneapolis. The Twins will try to stop the losing streak and avoid being swept in the series finale, which is today. We'll have it for you on KTRF pregame at 11:30 this morning. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.